观众朋友们大家好，欢迎收看这一集的出光时间。谈起法轮功，大家可能会想起法轮功的创始人李洪志先生。对于很多人来说，他可能是位传奇人物。一方面呢，大家知道江泽民集团为了镇压法轮功，大量的宣传了关于李先生的反面报道。在五年来的镇压下呢，法轮功不但没有消失，反而发展迅速，已经传遍了全世界的60多个国家和地区。所以大家都想知道李先生到底是什么样的一个人，而且想了解法轮功学员是怎么看待他们的师父的。好，这一集呢，我们就想采访一些法轮功学员，来看他们认为李先生到底是什么样的一个人。下面是我们的采访。
Mr. Lee is a very kind and generous person who genuinely cares about the well-being of others. He teaches truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance.
Master Lee is a good person. He's been teaching to people how to be good, how to change their lives, to be a better person in all aspects of the life, not only physical, mental, and spiritual. He's changing the heart of the persons, the heart of the people, is to be good.
Master Lee is, I feel like he's a very kind person. I feel that he's kind because I just, when I see him at conferences, when I read Juan Falun, when I see his videotapes, I just feel that he's selfless, that he's not concerned about himself, but he's concerned about others.I just feel a tremendous amount of gratitude for his ability to not be consumed with himself, but be consumed and concerned for humanity.
李老师脸上总是挂着这样淡淡的笑意，哪怕你不是法轮功的修炼弟子，你能感到他是一个非常祥和、非常朴实和谦虚的人。那么通过修炼转法轮，通过修炼法轮功，因为这部法轮功是李老师传出来的，那么他的特性肯定就带有他创始人的特性，里面包含的这种慈悲，修炼真善人以后人身心的升华。所以我们肯定的来讲，李老师是一个非常好的、非常睿智的和伟大的人。
He never charged money for the exercise, he never charged money for anything. Everything is free.
If Master Lee wanted to make a lot of money off of his disciples or by spreading the teachings of Falun Gong, I think he'd do it a different way. Just by using like human logic, he could be charging his disciples monthly fees, or he even said so in one of his lectures. If I wanted to be a millionaire or a billionaire, I'd just ask my disciples for $10 each and they'd gladly give it to me because they all have that heart. They all feel like they're receiving priceless things and great health. So all of his books are free online to view, so practitioners don't even have to buy them.
I think he's an extremely kind and generous person, and the reason for that is before I was a practitioner and afterwards also, most of my jobs here in the United States have been helping poor people or people with mental illness or people with physical problems. In the United States it's called social work.It's hard to find a way to help people that doesn't cost money. I was so impressed when I first started practicing that all the materials, all the exercise instruction worldwide is free. You don't need a cent to be able to practice Falun Gong. With 100 million practitioners, if Mr. Lee was interested in money or becoming wealthy or famous, it would be so easy, but he chose to give this to the world for free.Even at times for people who choose to buy books or videos, they're like a third of the cost here of what it would cost to buy any other type of video like that. So I was just really struck by how generous he was. And it, to me, it means that he's truly interested in helping people and he's not thinking of himself.
Well, I think that anyone that's actually like read the books would know that it doesn't have anything political in them. In fact, it specifically says if Dafa disciples get involved with politics, they're not true Dafa disciples. Unless it's your job to be a politician or to be a government official, that's a different story. But to actively go against a government, that's disrupting ordinary society. That's not a good thing to do. I've never felt like I'm in a political movement or like I'm going against any government. I think I'm, what's going on here is standing up for human rights and the freedom of belief.
行使自己正当权利和保护自己正当权益的这种行为呢，在一个民主的国家，它都是受到保护，而且是积极被鼓励的。那么在过去的五年中，那法轮功学员他所做的事情，他无论用各种各样的方式做了一些，就是说向人们讲清法轮功被迫害的真相的这些事情，他都没有超出就是说行使自己正当权利和保护自己权益的范围。他所要的就是一个就是说我要练功，那么我要有信仰的自由，还有就是要把迫害法轮功的人绳之以法。李洪志先生他从开始到现在，他从来都是非常严肃地告诉我们，修炼的人不能够参与政治，修炼的人只是要修心养性，提高自己，变成一个好人，甚至是更好的人。那么那个权利你可能给他，他都不会去要，那么怎么能说我们的老师带领我们参加政治了，或者是我们修炼的人参加政治了？我觉得没有，我们只是在被迫害的时候呢，我们争取一个最基本的这种一个权利。
No, I don't think Falun Dafa has anything to do with superstition. I know people have a tendency to think when they don't understand something and when something is way out there, they think it's superstition. But what Master Li's teaching is based on science and he backs everything up. I think one just have to read it for themselves. They easily understand that it's not superstition. It is a teaching that you can...each person can easily practice and experience immediate results. So I don't think it's superstition.
气功这种现象在中国自古就有之，具有这种修炼文化。那么气功在社会上传出这二十多年，也有许许多多特异功能啊，还有一些不能被现代科学所马上就能认识和理解的现象。所以人们本身要抱着一个开放的态度去看一看，要真正实事求是的看一看这里面有什么东西。另外修炼这个道理，我想在《转法轮》这本书里也讲得非常清楚，人怎么通过修炼心性，同化宇宙特性，开智开悟，这整个这个过程也都不是迷信。迷信这个词呢，在中国已经被政治化了，它已经成为统治者用来打人的一个帽子。比如说气功在以前是国家鼓励和支持的一项健身的体育活动，那翻过来呢，他不想鼓励支持你呢，他就把迷信的帽子扣上去。那么一般的老百姓呢，在这种无神论的教育成长下的老百姓，一听到迷信也觉得应该打压，应该怎么样的把它搞下去。但是你翻过来来想，首先这种宗教信仰的东西它是一个私人的东西，你即使不同意，你也要保证人家有说话的权利，更不能呢断章取义的取出一些枝节来，让这些也没有知道法轮功、没有读过法轮功书的人也跟着一起跑，一起做这种政治上的打压，这是不对的。
观众朋友们，因为时间有限呢，我们对李洪志先生的很多疑问可能没有回答的全面，但是我建议大家可以一起来思考一下。大家知道法轮功修炼的是真善，要求每个学员在社会上做一个好人，做一个道德高尚的人，处处为别人着想。如果李洪志先生没有达到这个标准的话，那么多学员会相信他吗？我想如果真的想要了解李洪志先生是什么样的一个人，那么多学员可能会告诉你，从他的著作里去了解他是最好的一个方法。好，今天的节目就到此为止，我们下次再见。